Now, I have to tell you that the simanim over here are interesting in the presentation. What I want to do over here is maybe the Mishnah Berurah writes a hakdama to Siman Ayin Dalet and Siman Ayin Hey from the Prima Gadim. That's where the Prima Gadim placed it. He did not place it before Siman Ayin Gimel, even though some of the nyanim which are coming with Siman Ayin Gimel really are based on what's in Ayin Dalet and Ayin Hey. I would have expected that the order should have been possibly different. Okay, so let's do the Hakdama. In the Bir Loch, if you look at the Bir Loch on the bottom of the page, he has introduction to Siman Ayin Dalet and Siman Ayin Hey. I know we're only Siman Ayin Gimel, but then we'll go back and do Siman Ayin Gimel. Okay. So da ki adin iser erbim hamavur b'simin zeh b'simin ayin hey nechlek l'chamisha chalokim k'shay yisbar b'ezer Hashem yisbar. So there's a halacha in the pasuk v'lo yireh ebecha erbas davor, so that b'shchazal darshan that there's the lashon of erba and dibur, that there's an iser of dibur when a person is in a situation of erba. A person cannot see divrei Torah or when a person in a situation of erva. I'm looking at the Bir Loch at the bottom of he says it as a hakdama to Siman Ayin Dalet. So it's divided into five halakim. The first one is Eino Roya Ervasoi. A person is able to see his own erva. So he can't say Dibur when he can see his erva. There's a concept, the second one is Beis. Liba Roya Ervasoi, meaning the person is covered. So there's no problem of him seeing his erva, but there's no separation between his lave and his erva. Kegayin shehu harlech b'chaluk limech tasayim ubli ezer. He's going with a long shirt without any type of belt or type of pants or underpants. So it's just his heart and his erva are in the same spot, next to each other, without any interruption. Like you're going to show you mushka of Orem Tachas Amichsa, person sleeping under garments, under a blanket, but he's not wearing any clothing. So his head is out, so his eyes are not to get, his head with his eyes are outside of the blanket, but his lab and his erba are in the same, are together under the same blanket. Gimel is Gilu Erva. Is going shaharlech bebeisa orim. The person is not covered at all, so his erva is galui. However, there's no problem of enoroy's erva or liberoy's erva. For example, afshahutzi rosh chutz labayis v'gam liba mechusim abeget. He sticks his head outside of the house, so his head is not in the same place as the erva, and his lev is covered, so the separation between his lev and the erva. The leka kan mishum einu v'liba royas erva, im kaze yesh kan iser mishum gili erva. The erva is visible, and that's a problem. Dalad einu roya ervas chaveroy. He can see somebody else's erva. Ben chil ben ervas yisol erva akum fil katan ben teshesh uktana ben basholish. From the age that halacha says that they're considered roy labia, boy at the age of 9 and the girl at the age of 3, they have a din of erva. Obviously, it applies to not only to men. It obviously applies to, you can see a woman, whether she's married or not. Okay, hey, is liba roya ervas chaveroy. So that would be a situation where they'd be lying together under a cover, and he has a separation between his lave and his erva. But the other person's erva is together with him without any covering, so his lev sees erva's chaveroy. Okay, now v'hinei be'ein lov roya ervosoy de'os alef de'os dalid roya erva's chaveroy. If he can actually see his erva or somebody else's erva, also min haTorah, there's also it's min haTorah to say words of Torah or tefillah. D'chsev v'lo yireh ebecha ervas davor. So Chazal Darshan Ervas Dibur Likros Kriyashma Alasa B'Dibur Torah B'Dibur Kedusha is also to do that. The person's is also to do that. He's over love. We can occur Kriyashma V'Roy Erva over Belav Min HaTorah. So a person will do that. He's over love, and obviously you're not going to be Yotze under those circumstances. We would then call Dabur Shabbat Kedusha Now, I will hear a mutter be'erva. The Chazal darshan that Dibra is also hearer is mutter. There's no issue of hearer in Torah connected erva. Shemeh Ka'ina already is a different story because Shemeh Ka'ina has a lachic status of Dibur. And because Shemeh Ka'ina has a lachic status of Dibur, so it would be also for a person to be fulfill a mitzvah with a words of Torah with Shemeh Ka'ina, because when he's in a situation of Erva. There was a Shari Tshuva that I think I pointed out to you when we learned Simen Mem Zayin. Simen Mem Zayin, that's the Simen of Behemoth's Berachos HaTorah, and over there the Shari Tshuva writes that the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch is that you're allowed to think in learning before saying Berachos HaTorah. You just can't speak in learning. You can't say words of Torah. The Gra argues, and even hearer requires a bracha, but the Shulchan Aruch passes that hearer in Torah is mutter, just Dibra of Torah requires a bracha. So the Shari Tshuva points it out that Shemei Ka'ina would be Yasser, the same problem, because that's considered like Dibra. You cannot listen to words of Torah before Birchas HaTorah. And once asked my Rebbe, what about if a person would be listening to a tape? Is there a dinner of Shemei Ka'ina on is Shemei Ka'ina required the one who's speaking is a person who's a Baruch Yuva? Or some level of chiyuv, right? Even a cotton probably, but there's some tape. You're listening to a tape. Turn the car. I have a tape playing. Haven't seen the Torah yet. And there's Torah tape. My last one to the tape. See, he said that's mutter. That's not called Shemei Ka'ina. Shemei Ka'ina requires you connecting to a deeper. There's no real deeper there. That might be totally in the higher sense Shemei Ka'ina. Okay. Zakhtavaiter. Va'ain shop here got on the Mitzaroid, the af they loiken alav ze they ma maisa. It's just an act of Dibur, and Dibur normally does not get Malkus. Makamokam Chai Malkus Martins me Dirayim Apostle Brazil Aidus Mirabona. So a person knowing that the Isser may says go and say words of Torah, Kenegat Erva, he it's Mamash Psul. If you say Shema in a way that you're ever alive, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Avera. So you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. If you have a Safik, the Safik of the Raisa Lechumra by Kriya Shema, you'd have to do it again. Go skip down two lines. So there is a difference between roya ervosa and erves chaveret. The roya ervosa yesh deyas b'simen ayin hay the oitzam eno v'loy mahani. So shutting your eyes doesn't help, according to some opinions. Well, yitzur hachzaras ponim kim sarach lahachzar gam gufa. But turning your body away your head away would not be sufficient. You'd have to twist your whole body away from your erva. That's probably somewhat difficult to do. Vila ervas chavera lekuliyama mahani hachzaras ponim im gufay. But if you'd have two individuals and one of them which has gili erva, if the person who wants to say shema would turn his body away, that would allow him to say shema. Okay, gam hevrish bein einov roya erva or gili erva. So we have number four was what he called gili erva. That was number three was gili erva. So see number one, number three, a situation where his erva is begolim, but he's sticking his head out of the body. Out of the bias. So. Your head out of your body. Okay, sticking your head out of the bayis, see, not in the same place as the erva, but his mice says erva is goli. After the varmina raisahem, mikamokam ishkil benayim, the bain of roya lomahani kisui hamayim, kamay erva bashashis, ayin bifnim bashokhanar. We love the gili erva mahani kisui hamayim, ayin bifnim bashokhanar. So, is the halacha is by erva covering it with something which is which is transparent doesn't work because the iser is re'iyah. Okay, so that's for halacha for the iser of when you're seeing erva. Iser of that the erva is galui. If it's covered, even with that which is transparent, is considered that it's not considered galui. So a person goes into the water, and his erva is in the water, and his head is above the water. So if he's not looking at the erva, he doesn't have a problem of ein abrayos. He doesn't have a problem of gili erva. He's covered. He has a problem with libur royos erva. So he has to make a hafsek between his lab and his erva to be able to say a brach in that situation. Okay. Beis din liber roya erva shaloi or shachaveri ha'iser hu rak min rabbanon. The iser of liber roya was erva. That's a din rabbanon. Because the kashu lovish b'kutarnis the erva mechusa ava begili erva ava pishal liber mechusa ve'ein of einon royas. You have a situation where the erva is galui. His heart is covered. His eyes aren't seeing. That case is there is a separate isra in the heels. That's the deraisa pashtus. The loy kabach, which says that situation, the server, the gili erva leka isra klal rak b'shem libra is a erva ayin sham is a ena a gili erva who isra min atara commercial cause of a rashba etc. Okay. I think that's the point we want to see. Skip down to about eight lines before the end. There's a parenthesis on the line that the hefresh yesh bein liba roya erva shaloi or shachaveri, and there's a liba roya as a erva. There's going to be a kula. It's a derabanan. The erva is not visible. It's covered. Let's say with the case where it's covered with a blanket. His head is out, so there's no problem of ain of royas erva. So he's not seeing it. His erva is covered, but the mice, his leva and his erva are able to see each other as it were, because they're all together under the same place. Dilo the ervasa mahani hafsaka. You can person can press his arms against his body beneath his heart, and that'll count as a separation between his lev and his erva. He presses against his body. Obviously, if he wears a belt, I'll press against my heart. Does not matter if somebody else's erva is uncovered in that situation. So, for that situation, he would need a covering of a begad on his heart. So the het over here is not covering. The het over here is you can make a hefsek. That works even with your own arms, but to cover, but your hand on top of your heart, that doesn't help. Fine.
Say something works with your own.
Pressing with your arms, that's a separation. It's not, the heter is not covering, the heter is a separation. So it doesn't work for somebody else's air. Okay. I do want to point out when we get the lachas of tsoya, that by tsoya there is a concept of kisui. Because of the iser tsoya, the pasuk talks about the iser of lo yerucha ervas davar. Then the pasuk talks about that a person when they would need to leave themselves, they would go out b'shavta b'kisisa seya secha, and you would cover your seya soya. So by soya, a covering is matritz, even if the covering is transparent, because there the iser is not re'i, it's being together in the same makam as the item. So if it's covered, it's mutter, as long as it's not producing a reach, which we consider as if it's extending beyond the covering. If there's no reyach yeshus, so then if it's covered, it's mutter. So tzaya bashosh is the more is lashon. Tzaya in a glass is mutter. Erva bashosh is an erva in a glass, which is transparent, would be is also. Okay, let's see Siman and Gimel. Okay. Okay. They're both sleeping under the same covering. And their bodies are touching. They're sleeping without any type of a without a full type of a garment on their body. So their actual flesh is touching. So they can't read Kriya Shema unless they put some type of a separation that their bodies are not touching from the thigh, from the waist and down. Okay, Mr. Brewer. So Mr. Brewer is going to point out that the situation over here was that their heads were out, so there's no problem with Libra Reyes, the Ein of Reyes Erva. And their heart was covered, so there's no problem with Libra Reyes Erva. But there's still another problem that the body, that because the bodies are touching, that's this problem. Because they're touching, so then the fact that unless there's a separation, there's a problem. Even though they face away from each other. They're facing towards each other. Also, likrois. So they're facing towards each other. That's a problem. Even if they're not physically actually touching, it's still going to be a problem. As long as they're sleeping somewhat near each other. Now, this is this sheet over here is a prima goddam. And that's debatable. The Meisel Drasha quotes that the Chazon Ish actually is matter this case. As long as they're not touching, so then you don't need to have Sagas Talis. So they can't read Kriya Shema, La Yikra, Shema Yavali, they hear, because since they're touching, there's a concern that the Bishas, the Shema, they would be saying Shema, they're going to come to, because there's the Chimam of touching the Basar, etc., would cause the person to have hearer. So that's part of the Isser is give me a second with the Pasuk. So the Pasuk says that you shouldn't be Mahar, there's an Isser of hearer. So that specifically applies B'shas, a person saying Dabar Shabbat Kedusha. Unless there's a Hefzik Talis B'neim, was a Philip name is Elazemutter, the Shublo Yavali the Hear. If they're not touching, they can't see because their heads are out. They're not touching. There's nothing which is going to cause them to have that here. There has to be a hepsic between them, Mimisnaim Ulamata. I mean, Mimisnaim Ulamala, Philip Basurm Nagab Zebazel, Loyosla the Hear. In general, we don't assume there's going to be Chashash of Hear. So we pointed out that it has to be their heads are outside of the covering. He shouldn't be able to see the erva. And there's a separate issue of to covering their hearts, that their hearts shouldn't see the erva. So this is all talking about we're not that you have neither of those issues of libra as erba or ein as erba, but the separate issue of negia will cause here. Because we call it the eruloi dimi the avid carbaloi chazaras ponim beloi psakas talus yaseri chivasa ein shom people got mafakuv gazer but came as every yeshua shiakuv ein shom. So they raise the question that this chashash that he might come to a hearer, is that an issur which would be mevatel the kiyum of the mitzvah or not? The more says since he's rogel with his wife, therefore it doesn't create the same type of hearer. If they face away, it's mutter. Because isha kagufoy, it doesn't create the same type of reaction in the person. Okay. Sivkatan hey, im ishtoi.
What's the logic there? You say if he sees his erva, that's a problem. And if ishtoi kagufo, and he's erva, why is that not the same?
We're not talking about seeing over here. There's no seeing involved in this situation. His head is out, his heart is covered. So there's no problem of Ria or Lev Roya or Enav Roya. The issue over here is that they're touching. So the bodies are touching, is that going to create a problem? So Zat Mishabur Mishum Disha Kagufoy Barogu Boba like a hero. Since he's rogled with her, therefore that doesn't generate a hero. Kamakum Sarah Khaksar's Panim, but even so, you need to face away. The Panim Hari Panim, E F Shil Lelekya Hirhura. But if they're facing towards each other, that itself is more all to create a hero situation. The man faces away. So not, they're not both facing away from each other. She's facing towards him. You know, he's facing away. She's facing not away from him, but forward, towards his back. But he can't have him touching her private area. Because they both want to say Divrei Torah, she has to face away as well. Then, in that situation, by a man and a woman, the husband and wife, that's mutter to read. The Yesh Misha Oyser would say not like that. Some of the Sukkot tells, they hold that they have to, they also require a separation. According to this Shita, which is the Rosh, there has to be some type of separation, and then it's mutter. And that was common that they would be saying this in bed. Kriya Shema Lamita and Hamapel. Okay. Gimel. Hayoshim Imbonov, if he was sleeping with his children, so the same way we're mounted by the wife, we're mounted by the children when they're still young. But again, we require that they have to face away. If they're gedolim, they have a deal like other people, and you would require hafsakas talis. The age we'll see in the next sif. Gimel im bonov. So this situation is better. It's even better because the Rosh doesn't argue. The Rosh argues in Sif Beis by the wife. He doesn't argue by the children, and that's not. So we say since he's gasping, he's like very comfortable with them. Chashuma kagufa v'lek yehura. Kamokam panim hani panim is still aser. Even by the child, so they can't face each other. And Yuchalish Meikla Bazet, maybe Raya, he brings a Raya, Mamar Mordechai, Birich Yosef, Docher Rayosa. So they don't accept the Raya. Mashma Oyd, the Vidimir Mamar Mordechai, they feel him the name of Dain Sarach Lahaks upon him, Kabonim, Benegay, Ervosa, Bibsorim, or Lehapit Hazosa. But you can't physically be touching his private part, touching their body. So they read Bechazar upon him. So both are facing away. If his child, this male child, is facing towards him, or female child is facing towards him, they can't have their private part touching his body. If they're gedolim already, you need to have hafsakas talis. It's young children, but they're not his. If it's somebody else's children, But if they would be under the age of nine for a boy, and three for a girl, lechar, that should be mutter. That's the Mishabur is lashon is lechara. It should seem to be that should be true, and he seems to accept it. But the Maisa, the language of lechara sounds like he's not convinced that's what seems to be, but he's not convinced. Okay, so what are the ages? Sif Dalet. Heim chashubim katanim. What's the age of katanim? So again, this is talking about a person with his own children. So till the boy is the age of 12, a girl till the age of 11. Even if they've already started growing hair in the private area, still mutter. In the 13th year, he's reached the age of 12 years, and now he's in his 13th year. A girl has reached the age of 11, she's now in her 12th year. Then, im heviu shteisaris, also below hafsik, means they're starting the process of maturing, so that's already a problem. They haven't done like gedolim at that point in time. Im lo heviu shteisaris mutter, v'shashid gimel ve'elach latinuk, yudbeis latinuk, because if lo heviu shteisaris is also. Once a boy is 13 and a girl is 12, that's since they haven't done like gedolim, and there has to be a hafsik of talus. Yud Mishnah Yud Gimel Otzalomer. The 13th year, Misha Hiskel Yom Rishon B'Shana Zo. The first day he started in his first day of the 13th year. He says 13 and onwards. Otzalomer Gam can take him Misha Hushem Mishnah Shloisha. Also, the 13th year is completed. And he's about to start the 14th year. Vein Tzarach Yud Gimel Shana Miyamechad Rak Shleimus. We don't require another day. We need to just need the full year. So the 12 years have passed, and he's starting his first moment in the 13th year. Or the 13th year has passed, he's starting his first moment in the 14th year. Yarmah later, Gam came a chlau. So the birthday counts as the beginning of the next year. Kagoyin. I feel him. He was born. Example gives is born on Aleph Tishrei. Mom is right before the end of the day. So that situation, when he comes to the first night, the night of. So let's say he was born in the year Tavshin Samach, Aleph Tishrei Tavshin Samach. So his years are when the Tavshin Samach Dalet, that the Tavshin Samach Gimel, he was born on the first day, so that when that year is finished, he's completed 13 years. Tavshin Ayin Gimel, thank you. Right, he's completed 13 years. The 10 years from Samach to he was born in Samach Aleph. Make it easier. He's born on the first day of Samach Aleph, so he has 10 years till Ayin, and then he has 3 more years. And when it comes Ayin Dalet, the first year of Ayin, the first day of Ayin Dalet, the night of Rosh Hashanah, he's already considered Ha'ar Echem Tishrei Nishlal Yud Gimel Shana Menasa Gadol. He becomes a Gadol the night, even though he was born. We could argue he hasn't reached 13 full years until many hours later, when he was born at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, 13 years ago. For this halakha, there's no requirement. Once he's 13 years, once he reaches 13 full years, even though there's no shteisaris, he has this halakha of a god. He says that once they reach the age of 12 for a boy and 13 and 11 for a girl, even without Shesaris, it's already Osir. This is not just an Isser of saying Shema, but Osir. There's an Isser of sleeping in a way which will bring a person to hearer. So it's besides the Isser of saying Shema in a way there might be hearer, There's an issur, so person's ruggle be ishtai. But his children, when they reach the age of maturity, that age, even though they don't have physical maturity yet, but they reach the age of maturity, there's an issur of sleeping together. Out that alone is a problem. Okay. Fine. Let's start a little bit over here, just in Ayin Dalet. Hayoshin Oroim Betalisa. So a person is sleeping without any clothing on, but he's covered by a blanket. Sarach Lochus Betalis Al Liboy Ba'oz Yikra. Mishum the Libra Royas Erba is also. So even though his head is sticking out, so there's no problem of him seeing anything, but you have a separate problem of that his lave is able to visualize his erva, so that he has to take the cloth, push it on his body between over the lave, so the lave is now covered, or between the lave and the erva, and then there's a sitter that has it between the two of them. Hagav Huadin im Liberoy Eris Chavera is also that same situation. If it'd be somebody else under the covers, he'd have a problem with Liberoy Eris Chavera at the same time. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nalav Hoyoshen Arvus. The case is he was sleeping without clothing. Machaber Tovas Loshan Gemara. The Shom Shayach HaLishna. The case of the Mora, it was relevant for the Mora that was the case. Of Binyanenu, but for our scenario, the person would be wearing a nightshirt, and even though he's weary, he's not sleeping Oroim, if he's just wearing a nightshirt, a long nightshirt, so he has no undergarments on, Sivait has a problem with Libra as Erev. Who had him, Kishahoya Yoshin Bechaluka, Ibeloi Michnasayim, Gam Kendin Ahochi. The also be divrei Torah, Oy Levarak Shum Bracha, Achi Yad Bik Biyad, Vakasoinus, Mimokam Alev. So he has a problem with Libra Erva, which he has to address, even though he's wearing a garment. And again, the two solutions would be to put a separation between his lave and his erva by pressing the garment on his body between the two, or covering, using the garment to cover his heart, press down against his heart. So Tzarech Lochutz Beis Pirish, the Yalbe Katalos Aliboy, Kneshe Hefzik Ben Libra Erva. So he's going to press it against his body, and then it's considered like there's a separation between the lave and the erva. Abalav hachi yoser, that he believe in mechusa batalas shal kol gufay, ari adayin libay ve'erva v'hadodi hein vein dover b'nei. We have this issue of having the no separation between the lave and the erva. So yasti lochatz al libay. V'huadin im chaytis batalisoy mitachas al libay. So one scenario is that you press the cloth, the blanket against his heart. The truth is, it also works if he presses it between his heart and the erva. Im chaytz betalisa betachas alibay below his heart, kesheh hefzik beinoy levena erva between the erva. It also would work. Filim liba megula legamri, even if his heart is not covered at all, could come up and b'sif up that mikra din a person could read even though his chest is bare. And it's visible. There's no issue of reading Shema, as long as there's not a problem with Libra Reis Erva. There's some halfway between the lave and the Erva. Let's leave this next Mishnah Berurah alone. Mishnah Berurah, let's hold it here.